This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. While the debate over transportation funding continues this week in Lansing, a recent report finds most states are spending more to build new roads than they are to repair the crumbling roads they've already got. But the study from the nonpartisan budget watchdog group Taxpayers for Common Sense finds that there are exceptions, including Michigan. We pay a significant percentage of road money for repairs. Steve Ellis is the vice president of Taxpayers for Common Sense. Good to have you with us.
Thanks a lot for having me. Glad to be here.
So this report called Repair Priorities 2014, you did it in conjunction with Smart Growth America. Just exactly what were you just examining?
Well, this is kind of follow-on to a report we did a few years ago, also looking at this. And what we're looking at is how much is being spent on expanding the system and how much is actually being spent on repairing what we already have. And unfortunately, what we found is, if you look at it across the country, you had from 2009 to 2011, states, all 50 states, spent more than $20 billion on expanding road capacity and only spent $16.5 billion on repairing and preserving what we already have, which is 99% of the system. And the problem with that is going to end up being is that, you know, we're our roads are getting more and more of our roads are falling from good down to poor condition, and we're not actually improving the system, and while we're adding actually more to the backlog of repairs.
Why do you think this is? Is it sexier for our legislators to point to a great new stretch of freeway than it is to, you know, point to repairs?
Yeah, I think that, you know, I mean, it's a better ribbon cutting, you know, and you have got a brand new piece of asphalt lying out there, and you can talk about how this is going to change traffic patterns or improve flow. But in reality, that is often not the case. It's a little bit less sexy to, fill in potholes or to deal with, repairing roads and moving something from poor to fair or fair to good. So I think, absolutely, you know, I don't think roads are ever that sexy, but, you know, certainly that does play into it.
Now, just so we're clear, are you talking about using federal dollars?
It's a mix. You know,
okay.
I mean, basically you have, we all pay the gas tax that then funds into federal coffers that then gets redistributed back out to the states for road and transit projects. But then also most states have their own state gas tax as well that also helps fund this work. So it's a mix.
So you did find a few exceptions, states spending a hefty chunk of road money on repairs, and lo and behold, here's Michigan spending 87% of its funding on repairs, along with North Dakota, Nebraska, Maine, and Wyoming. So why do you think we're so far ahead of the other 45 states?
Well, they're making good decisions. Also, you know, there's a lot of challenges in Michigan as far as keeping roads in good condition. And as a matter of fact, even though they had committed so much of their resources, and we certainly applaud the state on doing this, you still had fewer roads in good condition than you did just a few years ago, and more roads in poor condition. You can only imagine what it would have been like had that money not been being spent that way.
Wow, because I'm going to tell you, most drivers in the state would then ask, why is it so hard to see the effects of that money spent on repairs? So, separate from this bumper crop of potholes from this winter, before all of this, our roads, everybody felt, were in pretty rotten shape.
Right. Well, you know, and this is only takes you basically through 2011, because that was the most recent data that we could actually get. So, yeah, I mean, there's going to be some of these issues, and there is a gap. There is a gap between what is actually being spent and how much repair is needed, not just in Michigan, but across the country. And that's something that taxpayers in the country is going to have to grapple with. You know, we've got a bigger road appetite than we actually have a stomach for that those taxes and spending.
So your message is that money has to come from somewhere. So even, for example, if here we are, state of Michigan, with 87% of road repair as a percent of the total, that's pretty high. But that amount is still too small to get the job done.
Well, it certainly appears that way, and that's going to be a real challenge. Are we going to cut back? You know, I mean, one of the things that some states have done is look at, well, are all these roads necessary to be, you know, maintained as part of the state or the federal system? In some cases, should these be devolved down to the local level? Also, in other cases, looking at, does it make sense to have asphalt or certain rural roads that could be dirt or graded. You know, you see that a lot in states like Vermont, which is also a leader in this area. So those are real questions that I think that policymakers and drivers are going to have to grapple with.
So I guess based on what you've seen, talk about Michigan. What more should be done to make noticeable progress in repairing roads?
Well, you know, the other thing is, and we didn't get as much into this because we were looking more at the aggregate numbers, but mm-hmm. I think that if you bore down it in the state of Michigan, some of it's going to be how do you target the money? You know, are you targeting it at where it has the most, you're going to get the most bang for your buck, where they are, you know, roads that are in disrepair, but that we can make a strategic investment so it doesn't fall from fair to poor, you know, that we're not going to have an even bigger investment, because that's one of the issues is that once a road degrades significantly, it is a lot more costly to move it back into the good condition. It's a lot easier to keep good roads in good condition than it is to take a poor road and move it into a good condition. So it is going to be about targeting those investments, and I think that's where, you know, there's not a lot of room to grow, if you would, in Michigan from 87%. I mean, certainly they could go a little bit higher, but that's pretty much almost all your investment is going into repair.
It sounds like there's kind of a call to action for concerned drivers and taxpayers in your report as well, to let lawmakers know what they want in terms of roads.
Yeah, I think that it's important, and I mean we're a budget watchdog group across the board. We think it's important for drivers, taxpayers, and citizens to engage their elected officials and really sort of drive that, no pun intended, that point home that, you know, we need to repair and maintain what we have and do that in an effective manner, invest, you know, smartly and appropriately, rather than just, you know, creating ribbon-cutting ceremonies for public officials.
The report is called Repair Priorities 2014, done by Smart Growth America and by Taxpayers for Common Sense. And we've been talking to Steve Ellis, the Vice President of Taxpayers for Common Sense. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thanks a lot for having me.